This Side of Heaven, written by Emma Blair and read by Eve Karpf.
Part 1. Dragonholm, 1911 to 1912. Chapter 1. Sheila hummed to herself as she trudged along the towpath that would shortly join up with the narrow, dirt road leading down to Dragonholm. She was on her way back from Bogside Farm, where she'd been buying eggs, a journey she made once a fortnight. It was early July, and so far the summer of 1911 had been a glorious one. A glance at the fat sun hanging heavily overhead told her it was getting on for tea time. She started walking faster, as some of the eggs she was carrying were wanted for the evening meal. A few minutes later she came in sight of the sea. What she saw on the horizon caused her to come up short and catch her breath. Could it be? Was it them? 28 dots. 28 boats. The number couldn't be coincidental. It had to be the fleet coming home. Excitement gripped her. Her darned brothers were coming home. And Eric, beautiful, adorable Eric, whom she loved to distraction, he was coming home as well. There was a strong northerly blowing, which meant that the fleet would be tying up before long. She calculated that if the wind didn't change, they'd be entering harbour in less than an hour. From her cliff-top vantage, she must be the first of the village to spy the fleet. She must hurry down to Dragonholm and cry the news, so that all would be ready in time for when the catch was landed, the first catch to come into Dragonholm that season. The sound of a horse snorting behind her made Sheila jump. Whirling around, she found herself looking at a middle-aged man on a hunter. "Who are you?" he asked, in a voice that expected answers. His eyes never left her face. "A toff, one of the gentry," Sheila thought, instinctively straightening her shoulders and raising her chin. "Sheila Beattie," she replied politely. "From Dragonholm?" She nodded. "You'll be Davy Beattie's daughter, then." That surprised her. How would her da know a toff like this?
"I am,"
she nodded, almost making it sound like a challenge.
"A fine skipper, one of the best along this coast, and that's saying something," the gentleman replied with a thin smile.
Sheila turned and pointed out to sea.
"That's the fleet coming home. I just spotted them a minute ago."
The black hunter, a vicious-looking beast, pawed the ground while the man shaded his eye to gaze in the direction she was pointing.
"Aye, so it is. And no doubt that'll be the Bluebell leading the way."
Bluebell was the name of her father's boat. It was a new drifter, a Zulu, launched only the previous year. Davy had invested every penny the family possessed on its purchase.
"As admiral of our fleet, it's his place to be out front,"
Sheila informed him proudly. The man's eyes twinkled, amused by her immediate and fierce show of pride.
"How old are you, lass?"
he asked suddenly, his eyes no longer on the fleet. "That's none of your business," Sheila thought.
16, sir,"
she answered grudgingly. Her mother would die if she thought she'd been rude to a gentleman. Suddenly Sheila knew who this stranger was, who he had to be. He must be the new laird who'd bought Dragonholm Hall after the death of the old laird, Mr. Magnuson. Dragonholm Hall was in the valley about half a mile away. The original hall had been built 1,000 years ago by Einar Heribriks, the leader of the Vikings who'd founded the village. Vikings who'd come and stayed, and after a while had intermarried with the local Scots.
"You must be Mr. Campbell,"
she dared, really looking at him for the first time.
"Aye, that's me,"
James Campbell smiled. Sheila immediately curtsied as she'd been taught, as she'd always done when coming into the presence of the old laird, a right kindly man if ever there was one. She looked up at James Campbell, but there was no kindness in those eyes.
"Excuse me, sir, but I'll have to be going," she said,
suddenly anxious to be gone.
"I must away down to the village and cry the news about the fleet."